everyone, welcome or welcome back to my podcast and my YouTube channel and Life Goes On by Sanvi. And I'm Sanvi and so like in my previous videos, I have been creating videos as well as recording the episode for my podcast. So I'll be uploading an audio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and I'll gift you the links to all the podcasts, to my podcast, in the description of this YouTube episode. At the same time, if you're listening to this on Spotify or any other medium, then this is also available in video, as a video, on my YouTube channel. Okay. The last 1 month has been the most miraculous month of my life. It was so divinely beautiful. Like, I can't even explain how happy I was. Okay, so before I go on into that, I would just say that this video is something that is going to be a little personal. Of course, I wouldn't share the exact personal details, but it might be like my personal interpretation of what pain is and how deeply I feel pain. Because I felt that it was important. It's important for us to accept the fucking fact that if we can laugh in a video, we can also fucking cry in a video. Okay? So that's why I thought that it needed to be created, okay? I don't want to create a false version that crying is bad or feeling pain is wrong. And I was introspecting what pain is. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that in case this podcast seems triggering to you, just close it, okay? Because this will not be like all happy, happy podcast, but this is really an interpretation of what pain is and how deeply I felt pain. And I will cry and I'm gonna cry. I'm also going to smile and I'm also going to feel very grateful. So if you would like to stick with me till the end of this video, I would really like that. But yes, there will be a part of this video where I'm just going to sort of cry and there are dogs barking in the background and I can't shut them off. It's not possible. I live in a very noisy neighborhood. Anyway, so firstly, apologies for the dogs, for all the noises in the background. Can't help it. So this last 1 month has been the most beautiful time of my life. And so I thought, you know, and it happened all of a sudden. It came like this, sort of this happy time came so suddenly and then it went away. This span of one and a half months, I felt like I had it all together. Finally, I have it all together in my life and I can just, you know, rest. I can just put my feet up and I'm like, okay, finally. There's a stop when you're just like chasing and running and going after goals after goals and, you know, going after one destination to another destination. It was like, finally, I can rest. You know, and you're like, you're so tired that you finally see your bed or a chair and then you're like, oh, yeah, yippee. So that's it. This is it. This is what I've been praying for. I know this one particular thing that I had been praying for, that I had been sort of working hard for. And I think I've always had this desire, okay, to have this sort of a dynamic in my life. It was all happening and it was all happening suddenly and everything was just perfect. Like, you know, it was more perfect than I could have, on some levels, I could have even imagined, like, I thought it would happen this way. I wanted it to happen this way, but, you know, a part of me thought that this can never happen. So let it be. Why are you trying to manifest this thing or pray for that thing? So, like, this entire span of this 1 month, it was like me living a life that I thought was exactly what I wanted. Not thought, but this was really what I wanted. I saw that my family was finally satisfied and, you know, they were happy. I saw that there was some progress in my career and every sort of like every aspect of my life was moving. There was movement and I could see real results in my life. And I was so excited, you know, to this feeling of finally I'm here. Finally, I did it. And I was so happy. I was so damn happy that I cannot even explain how happy I was. And in my family, because, you know, if I have been going through a rough patch in the past few years, then of course my family also sees that. And just, you know, just before this month, I sort of like healed from a very difficult cycle in my life. I went on for like 8 to 9 months and it was, you know, healing and healing and healing. And after a while, I couldn't understand why I was feeling this pain. What is the purpose of this pain? Why do I have to feel this pain? Because, you know, it was like, I know it's been a few days and I'm still healing, and I chose to make this video while I was still healing. It was like, you know, Sunday morning till morning, you're like living your dream life. You have everything that I could have ever asked for. And then by the evening, it's like, it all gets taken away from you. It just all vanishes like poof. Like the way that it came, it went off just the same way. And it was very shocking. It took a lot of time and I am still processing, you know, how fast it went. But I was thinking about, I think I have not felt this amount of pain in a very long time. When I am upset, I feel pain physically. Like, actually, my chest hurts and my left arm hurts. Okay, that is the level of pain that I feel. I really feel pain. And so I was wondering, like, why? What's happening? What is happening? What is this? Like, what am I supposed to do with this now? Like, what am I supposed to do with this shitty feeling that I have inside of me? Why do I feel this way? And what's happening? So I realized, why do we feel pain? It's like we think, you know, that we want everybody, like all humans, we're so unaware that happiness is not somewhere else. And I know that this seems like something that everybody says, but you cannot really understand the true meaning of what exactly this statement is trying to tell you till the time you understand pain. And I understood that I have had this concept in me that happiness, that I will, you know, that yeah, finally, yippee, I am here. I've been working hard for this moment. This feeling of working hard to be somewhere else, to heal, to be somewhere else, to be in a different situation, to have something that is sort of missing in your present life. It's all like, you know, chasing a mirage in a desert. That, you know, you finally see a mirage and then you run towards it and you try to drink water from it, but it's just sand. And that is exactly how life will always be. And I was thinking about this dialogue from the movie Tamasha by Imtiaz Ali. And it's one of my favorite movies. And it says, like, where Ranbir Kapoor says that it's all a mirage and hoti reth hai, lagta pani. And it is exactly like that. Every destination, every goal, you know, everything that we desire, all our desires, all our wishes are mere mirages. Getting my point? And that's why we are in pain. That is what gives us pain, because we see the mirage and we chase it. We chase the bloody mirage. And we reach there and we realize that water is not here. And where is water? Where is water? Am I supposed to die out of thirst? What's happening? The problem is that we forget to just check our pockets. You know, and really we're always carrying the water with us. Okay, so that is something that I thought of, and I now want to share something that's a little more personal. But I'm sharing this again because I realized like how the real thing that I achieved, what have I achieved? Like this was nothing less than a miracle. The thing that I realized because of this particular thing that got away from my life, the thing that I realized again was the fact that I forgot to check my pocket, that water was always there with me. It was not the destination. I am sort of like still healing because there's a part of me that believe that is still like not able to digest that this is a mirage, that every destination is a mirage. And that's okay. Who is completely healed? Nobody. You know, nobody in this world is ever completely healed. That's also like a myth. This complete healing is sort of a myth. So yes. So the beautiful thing that happened was how I realized that everything that I've always wanted, this water has always been there with me. Okay. I am an empath. I am extremely emotional and I feel pain. I cry easily. And if I see something wrong, if I see a dog being hit by somebody, if I see people talking in a nasty way about someone that I have no idea about, it hurts the fuck out of me. And I feel that pain. Okay. I am an empath and I can't help that. I can't stop saying no to bullshit around me, okay? I cannot stop raising my voice for the things that are wrong in the society. And that's just who I am. That's just how I am. And I'm proud of that. So for a long time, like, I probably will make another video sharing my other stories. But for a long time, I have been like, you know, especially the career that I have today. I gave up my second master's that I was pursuing. And I was almost done with the degree. But I chose not to go ahead with it. I had a job there. I was doing great at my job. I had like a brilliant working environment and everything was just fine. But still not what my soul wanted me to do. And I decided to follow my intuition, give up everything and come back to India. And honestly, when I came back to India, people thought that I've gone crazy, okay? And especially the work that I was doing, it's all so spiritual in nature that I could not explain it to anybody. I could not find that external validation, you know? And on a certain level, it feels good, you know? Who doesn't like external validation? Who doesn't? But it was only me who had been validating my path for a very long time, validating my intuition that it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Even when I was wrong, even when I was doing things that I had no idea about, I was still, you know, it's okay, Tanvi, just keep going on, keep moving on, keep moving on. And slowly, you know, with the help of my clients, I started receiving validation from my clients that I was helping them. So that helped me big time. But the validation that was missing was from the people who were closest to me, like my parents, my family. They sort of still believe that she's a little cuckoo. So, you know, but then they started hearing other people, you know, would start and come to them and would tell them that your daughter is doing such a brilliant job and we seriously look up to her and the things that she comes up with and you should be so proud of her. And, you know, my parents were also started introspecting, like, what's happening? Okay, did we really give birth to somebody who has sort of like a spiritual, some spiritual wisdom that we don't have? Because I know like it's sort of difficult for us to accept that people who are younger to us or people who are new to something or are sort of less experienced in human life can be more experienced in certain skills. Okay, so I understand like their introspections and their doubts and their fears. But the point is that for a very long time, it was just me validating, you know. I was just like, I kept fighting. Even when there were phases when I stopped talking to my parents and these phases would come and go. But because I wanted to stick to my path and I did not want anything or anybody else to interrupt or, you know, to make me sway away from my path, my soul's purpose, my instincts, my gut instinct. And trust me, it is, the more I'm evolving, the more I realize that it is always our free will. It is not a predestined thing. Yes, before we come into this earth, we do decide on the soul lessons that we would like to go through, how we would like to evolve as a soul. But the point is that taking those paths, listening to our intuition will always be in our own hands. So I have been like, you know, sort of self-validating for a very long time. But after like this moment happened, like this thing like suddenly went away Sunday evening, and I saw the way my parents and the people who are closest to me, who are already there in my life, the way they reacted. It was nothing less of a miracle. So I'll discuss this one after the other in detail, okay? How their reactions were before I believed in myself and a few years back, and now how they reacted. And it was beautiful. So my papa came to me and he told me, he hugged me and he said that, I don't know why, but nature is preparing to be even stronger. Nature wants you to be even stronger, to have something bigger in life. And I was just stunned, okay? I heard him say that, and I don't know how much I expressed, but then I was stunned with this dialogue. He said that, wow. And I was like, wow, what did he just say? And it makes sense. He said that, it's okay. This is happening. This has happened so that you can be even stronger. Nature is saying that there is more strength that you have in you and you have to find it. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the camera because I thought like the recording went away. Sorry. Like not on the camera, like on the screen. Okay. So that's the first thing. And this is so different from his reaction before. I think I truly believed in myself like a few years back. He would always say that, oh, my, he would always worry and, you know, would at times lose his temper and would tell me that, what if you never come out of depression and things like that, you know. He would always doubt these things and my abilities, like, what is she talking about? He would go to his students, and I know, like, some of his students, they told me that sir would tell you, like, Papa's students, they told me that, he would come to us and then he would say that, I don't know what is my daughter doing. I don't understand the kind of work she's doing, but she has some sort of following, but I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what is her work, and I have no idea. I have no clue what she's doing. And it's the same person coming to me and saying that, I know nature is preparing for something. You first to be even stronger this time, even stronger. And I was stunned, okay? Then my mom was talking to me, and she told me, and I'm comparing her reaction a few years back and now, and it's like there's a huge 360 degree change. She said that, you know what, I feel that you often forget that you're a bloody queen, that you are a queen and you deserve the best. You forget that. You see, some sort of, like, you know, love or whatever, and then you quickly forget that you are the one who's the queen. It's not anybody else, be it in your career, in your personal life, whatever. You quickly forget that you are the queen. You are very special. You are an angel and you're gifted. And I was just sitting there and I was like, what's happening? What is she saying? What is she talking about? And she said a couple of other things. And she was talking about Ranveer Singh and Deepika Padukone. She said that, you know, in that dynamic, honestly, Ranveer Singh is sort of like a clown. But then, I'm sorry, like, I really like that dynamic. And I really always have appreciated Ranveer Singh. But she said that, you know, what's really great about their relationship is Deepika Padukone. It's not Ranveer Singh. She is what makes him special. She makes him look special. He doesn't make her look special. She makes him look special. It's her presence. It's her feeling that comes from within, that she's a queen, that makes him look special. Otherwise, without her, I don't think he would seem that special. And my mom, backtracking, let me rewind. A few years back, she is the person where I was facing certain issues in my personal life. She told me that I don't know who would ever, you know, if you can ever find love. And of course, like out of frustration, because they also go through things that I'm going through, right? So out of that anger and frustration, she told me that I don't know if you what you're doing with your life, and you should learn how to adjust, and you really need to know how to settle for things and compromise. You don't compromise, and what are you doing? You need to learn how to compromise, because this is how life is. Life is about adjustment and compromising. And the same woman, same person, same mother, she now says that you are a queen and you just forget that. Who's telling you to bloody forget that? You are the one who's special. It's never anybody else. You are the person who makes other people look special. And I, you know, that was so beautiful. Then next, like my friend Gaurav, so I'll take his name. So I called him up and like I usually like tell him, I've always, he's one person who's always sort of been there with me. Anytime I'm having a breakdown, oh my God, in these past few years, when I used to have panic attacks and I was going through a bad phase in my life, he has been like my first go-to person. I would just pick up the phone and I would just break down. And then, you know, this is what's happening. And then his point of view is like very different from everybody's, like, okay, so he usually says that in a very different language, and I really like how he says that. Choro, what is it? Like, apne kaam pe dhyan do. Like, his reaction was that you're doing such great things in your life, and what are you, like, after? Like, stop it. Stop, come out of this bullshit. Come out of this bullshit phase. It's okay. It's okay. Things happen, shit happens. Come out of this bullshit phase. You're doing such great things in your career. Go run after your career. And this is the same person. Like, when I had to decide to leave Germany, he was the only person who knew about this decision and this dilemma where I was in. And I was asking him, like, whether I should come to India or not. And he was also a little, you know, he was a little skeptical, like, about the fact that whether I should leave everything and come, or should I just keep the degree and just come here on a trial basis and then see where I go. So, but then he was still very supportive, always has been very supportive. And his reaction was, you know, at that time, I remember he was like, okay, I don't know, but then what are you going to do here? You know, that sort of a feeling, like, what kind of a career is this going to be? And now he's like, you're doing good things in your career. Go focus on your career. Go focus on the other things. Go focus on your career. Go focus more. Give more energy. I was like, you know, another validation. And then there's another friend, like his name is Aman, and I'm going to keep this very personal. So he said a number of beautiful things. I don't think like his reaction has changed, so I don't know if I would compare, but I do know that he was very skeptical and logical previously, and he ended up learning the healing modalities that I teach as well, and then he would give healings to others as well. But he told me that, you know, it's not you who is the problem. People think these are your fears because you are so damn intimidating. And it's okay. You need to know that you are an intimidating person, and you will always intimidate the shit out of people. And that's all right. And that was also another validation. Like, I was like, okay, what's happening? Where am I? And finally, of course, my sister. She said that a number of things. My sister was just being herself. Yeah, so she's always like been my consistent and constant support. But the point that I was trying to make is that these people and their perceptions have changed over time. Not because they see something in me that I don't. Not because I wanted them to approve of me and my path first. No, it's because I kept believing in me. I had to fight with almost all of these people. There were times when I decided that I would probably never speak to my parents again, you know? And I had no expectations of anybody approving of my path and my career. And in whatever I do, I thought nobody would ever approve of the things that I'm doing and I want to do in my life. And nobody would even believe in the things that I'm saying and I'm doing. And I came to India with that expectation. I came back with that expectation, with not even zero expectations, with actually having negative expectations that probably I will not even have a place to live. Like, I really, like, of course that did not happen, but like, this was my mindset, that probably I will not have a place to live. But then I like, probably I will have to fight so hard, and then probably I'll run away from home and I will just live in, I don't know, I would do just any random job, but I would live in a Gurudwara or somewhere else. And I really thought of that. I genuinely thought of doing that, because I thought that what is it in a house, in getting a great car, a great house? Isn't it all a part of my ego? So if my path is my spirit, my spiritual wisdom, my guidance, my intuition, should I cling on to anything that is ego-based, that is giving me fear, that's making me feel fearful? No, right? And I just thought that, you know, and I had zero expectations. Like, not even zero, I had negative expectations. And then suddenly things turned out this way. So I wanted to share this because I was screaming. I felt the level of pain, and I sort of still, if I think about that mirage part, it still gives me pain, and I accept that. It still hurts. It hurts like crazy. But these aspects, this wealth, that's, again, I'm gonna cry. That's invaluable. So precious. So, concluding everything that I spoke about, people will never believe in you. Nobody will ever believe in you till the time you believe in yourself. There is nobody else except for you in this lifetime. Your life is a collection of your choices. It is not destiny. It is not predestined. It is a collection of your choices, the choices that you make every single day, before going to bed, right after waking up. Every choice that you make, the way you eat, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you talk to yourself, the way you think, the way, whatever you do, from these small decisions to the biggest decisions of your life, there will never be anybody else who would believe in you. There's only going to be you who can believe in you. That is it. So that's that was what I wanted to share. I hope that this video made some sense. I know that it might not have made any sense, and that's also all right. I'm not sharing it with any sort of expectation. I'm just sharing it because I feel like sharing it. And of course, like, I'll see you again next time. And do follow, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment if this helped you in any possible way, in any little way. And yeah, that's all that I have to say. So believe in yourself, because nobody else is going to do that for you. It's only going to be you. Bye-bye. Take care.